The water level of Lake Michigan is up 1 foot from a year ago. That's when the lake hit an all-time low. It still has a foot and a half to go to reach normal. Paul Robert is an atmospheric scientist at UWM's School of Freshwater Sciences. He says the main factor affecting the water level is precipitation. The second is temperature. So our winter so far has been helpful. There's been plenty of snow and cold temperatures.
And if you have ice cover, that reduces the amount of water loss resulting from evaporation. So that's a good thing as far as keeping the lake levels higher. But the winter precipitation, when it's cold like it is now, is in the form of snow. So what happens is that input into the lake is delayed until the spring when it melts. So what we're seeing now as far as the snowfall is not really contributing much to the lake levels at this point.
Is it unusual for the lake to, in this case, it gained about a foot since last year? I would have thought that it would have taken a longer time to make that drastic of a change in the level.
There's going to be jigs and jags in terms of the changes, and typically you'll see some fairly dramatic changes in lake levels over a 3 to 5 year time span. So what we're seeing now isn't really that unusual in terms of a 1 year adjustment. The trends over the last 30 years are clearly towards warmer lake temperatures and lower water levels.
Is that precipitation going somewhere else, or is it just not happening?
If you think about the global water budget, we're not really losing any water, so it must be going somewhere else. Tremendous amounts of water are taken up out of the lake and then deposited somewhere downstream. It's taken up in the form of water vapors, and then somewhere in the next 10 days, it gets deposited downstream of us, to the east of us. Now, in some cases, it still falls within the basin, which drains back into the lake, in which case you wouldn't really lose that water. But a lot of it still goes farther downstream. So maybe it's over New York, or maybe it's out over the Atlantic Ocean, or maybe it's deposited in Europe or even in Asia. So we lose that. Now, other areas, of course, are also losing water and being transported downstream. So we get some of that back.
So what regions are you seeing with increased water?
I actually haven't analyzed that on a global scale. And in order to trace that back exactly to how much of that came from the Great Lakes would be actually a pretty tricky thing to do.
The water that is moving here, is the quality of that different?
The real issue for the quality of the Great Lakes water is not where it's coming from as much as it is what we're doing in and around the lake.